Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, because I plastic bottles years. Everywhere. I'm playing the flute.
Listen, you're right.
At least I'll have 12 years of retirement.
I seen 2040 today.
If it's 12 years, I'll have 1 year of retirement.
I seen 2040 on the thing, and I thought...
I just read the Wall Street...
2040, that means I'll probably be all right. That makes me 66.
Wall Street Journal said that we have 10 years to fix it.
Wall Street Journal?
I think so. I don't know. Was it Washington Post? I don't know.
Washington
began with
Post.
A W. I don't know.
Not Wall Street Journal.
Well, why not?
Because that's a financial report.
Oh, you don't think the end of the universe has anything to do with financials?
I think they don't care.
Okay. Josh just gave us a thumbs up. What does that mean?
That means he really likes what our talk.
Oh, he likes
right
for
now.
The conversation.
What I'm saying, if you go 2040,
he likes this conversation.
I'll be 66, so I'm covered.
I was reading an article that said that the most successful podcast...
What is going
Seriously?
On?
Seriously?
What in the world is going on?
Yes.
Right now.
Oh, my goodness.
One of our listeners is asking, one of our in-studio guests is asking if she can leave right now to go hang out with her friend.
I thought you weren't on
yet. Yeah,
oh, my
we're
God.
On.
I'm sorry.
We're on. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
are
go.
Are you going now?
No, but then I would come back and
Can we... Stop.
Well, then no, you I mean, it's as bad as everything else we record, yeah. So.
Right. What movie? We're going to watch some movie just, you know, final
at home?
Night. Yeah.
Oh, not here.
No.
Not ruining my night again.
Jeff's like, please don't.
Whoa, what movie?
Hey, are we still recording?
Yeah, we've been around this a lot.
Nice.
At this point, we just got to get to, we got to fill the time.
We're down to 30 listeners now.
I don't care how we do it.
Just give us a question now. Let's
well,
go.
Well, I had a news story I wanted to run by you guys since we're talking about stuff in the news.
Shut up, Broach.
I think I'm going to give you guys the headline first just because.
Are we going to introduce ourselves first?
I'm Josh. Ryan.
I'm not
Stop.
Doing it.
Roach. Jeff sucks.
Perfect. So this one is from the Daily News, New York Daily News. The headline is, Kentucky woman, quote, released bowels, end quote, on cop to avoid arrest.
I hate all of that's
me,
a good move.
Let me just...
all right, wait, is there video?
I don't think there's video, but they hunted her down, and then here's where the story picks up. Peters reportedly tried to avoid the cop by locking herself in a bathroom, but the cop was able to make her way into the room. There, Peters, and this is a quote from the police report... intentionally released her bowels in an upward motion with purposeful direction at the deputy, causing said bodily waste to land on the face, arms, and legs.
I want to know how you do that.
Intentionally,
you get your
butthole
in an upward motion. Upward.
Oh my God.
I don't think how much I pushed it could shoot out like that.
Right?
Yeah, I've had some that I think could do that.
The pressure. You got to cover some distance.
You know what? How close was this officer? Like, was she right?
I mean, let's assume a foot and a half away. That's still some
time out.
Some gunpowder in there.
Inside the shooting range.
She had to. So wait, let's try and picture what this looks like.
Paint me a picture.
I'm saying right now, life sentence for this woman.
Is she bent over like on hands and knees?
Well, how do you think she? What did you think she was?
I don't know.
Can she climb a ladder?
So she's...
No, it's got to go upward.
She's hands and knees, but where's this... Does the officer, like, in her butt, like...
Well, I think...
You have the right to remain silent?
Approach a silent but deadly, yeah. I think the officer was approaching the butt. That's the only
wow.
Math that makes
I
sense.
I give her credit for shooting one out like that.
It's a unique way to get rid of the cops.
You're saying life in prison. I'm saying lighter sentence for just...
Points for
what she could do.
Originality.
Not originality. Yeah,
I think her shooting should have led to the cop shooting.
Now she
because that's just filthy, nasty, disgusting. You deserve.
What if that cop just pulled out the taser right there?
And oh, I would have right there if I had a taser.
Right there. Bam.
Can you imagine pepper spray?
I would have done both. I would have tased and peppered.
Oh, she would have got a beaten.
Oh, no pepper spray in that area, that would burn hard for a long time.
You remember that?
Oh.
I'm not saying anything here. I'm just saying that the theme continues. That every story we've talked about in this, does anybody know what the common denominator is?
Women.
It's a woman.
It's been a woman every single time. Women have issues with their bowel movements.
I will say, if you found out that your new bunkmate in prison coming in had forcefully pooped on the office, you're not going to mess.
What do they call
it? She gets whatever
Is she known as the shit shooter then?
You can't even give her the bottom bunk.
No, hey, and in prison, they'll like put it in a cup or something. She doesn't even have to waste the cup. Speaking of saving the environment.
Tell me where you want it and I'll argue.
That's kind of like her superpower. Oh, that's a rough one.
I hate all of you.
Might as well. Let's get it out of our system.
Let's do it.
Stop. No pun intended.
We got a listener question.
Why is this becoming a daily or a weekly portion of our show?
It's all we got.
I don't have the question, though, Josh. I can't find the question, but I know I talked to our listener who was describing her dog because she was talking about my dog who likes to eat poop, his own poop.
Self-cleaner. Stop.
Well, her dog,
Roomba,
would like to eat her other dog's poop. So wait, but she would say that this dog would eat the poop as it was coming out.
Why dirty the grass?
Fresh from the tap.
It did not even hit the ground.
It's not even
hit the ground.
That's a good dog.
That dog would be at the pound. Both of them.
It just dug right in. But then she was saying, okay, maybe the question would we do this?
I got it here.
Do we have any other topics, questions?
Anything?
Read the question.
Most listeners send in a question. She sent in an essay. This is a short answer question. Would you rather have a dog that eats his own crap and eats the crap of your other dog, sometimes as it is exiting and before it hits the ground? Or would you rather have a dog that got run over by your daughter because your husband was screaming at her as she goes to an 8 a.m. AP exam, and your dog got so scared that she hid under the car and got run over, crushing her pelvis in several places, reducing the size of the space that her poop moves through to exit her body and thereby impeding her ability to empty her anal glands, causing you to have to don latex gloves once a month and dip your fingers into Vaseline so that you can stick your fingers up her butt and manually express her anal glands, which have swollen to the size of half a ping pong ball, watching and getting to smell the fluid known for its singular odor. It smells, here Ryan, buckle in, it smells like a combination of feces and rotting fish.
I'm going with one.
Going with... Get rid of all the
that
pets.
Dog would be. I said that dog would be gone. I mean, come on. If you had to stick your finger up, that can't be good.
Bromwood's sister has to squeeze the dog's anal thing, whatever.
It poops?
No, ever so they get swollen or something, and
you got to squish them. 9 and 3. 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Do we have anything else?
It's like $15 a pound.
Can you imagine? She said, like, you got to reach in there and find this little ping pong sized ball, and then like lead it towards the
milk it.
Milk it towards the exit, and then it pops out. She said the dog's in pain the whole time you're doing it too.
I'm at 50-50 on animals, anyways. There's no way I'm doing this. To the vet. One-way trip.
I'll take the dog that's eating the poop any day.
Them are, too.
You're not taking it to the vet if your dog's eating its own poop.
Yeah.
You're done with it.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, Roach, you'd let that dog kiss you all over.
No. See ya.
Okay, change the topic.
I got a question for
anything
you.
Anything else? All right. Anything else?
All right, here's a question for you. Would you rather, this is a movie-inspired question, would you rather get Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or would you rather be Honey, I Blew Up the Kids? So in the one, you get shrunk down, and in the other one, you become a giant. Would you rather become really, really tiny or really, really big?
See, that's tough. I think the small would be kind of like an adventure, but if you were huge, you could kind of run things.
Yeah, but it doesn't last forever.
Well, they got reversed in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, in both, you just got to get the ray. With the ray, you can undo it.
Well, if it's going to last forever, you might as well be the big guy.
Well, yeah, then I can kind of run things.
Yeah, but
take what I want.
I think people would want to kill you after a while.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and try. Because you'd have to
eat, like, all the food. You'd be eating all the food and...
I just hang out at the Mountain Dew factory.
Can you imagine a big roach?
A giant sized roach? I mean,
yeah.
Like the marshmallow
can you imagine
man.
Can you imagine the food that's come? He's eaten and.
Yeah, he'd get killed. He would get killed.
They would kill you. How are they going to kill you?
Come on. They'd bring the army in. They'd be shooting tanks at you. Who'd protest it?
People.
Nobody protested. They'd be all like, yeah,
hippies out there.
Kill that big piece of crap.
We don't want you to hurt anybody.
They'd all be going, aim for the sciatica. Aim for the sciatica.
He'd have the Save the Whales organization on his side.
I think getting shrunk would be more fun, though.
You could steal a lot of stuff fun. Being shrunk, Roach, which is up right up your
Yeah, you got to make a lot of trips, though, because you can only carry like a little bit at a time. You're shrunk.
Well, yeah, so what?
Yeah, really. Like,
I mean,
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
They were smaller. They rode an ant.
You couldn't carry a dollar bill out of the bank. What are you going to do with all that?
But one bottle of Mountain Dew, it'd be like a lifetime supply.
It'd be like an ant carrying a rodent or something.
Oh, you could just swim in that Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
You'd be like bathing in it.
I'd like
Hop
that.
Right in.
I'd like you to take the little one so I could just step on you.
I think I'd do the little one too, though. I think you could go sneak around, do a lot of different things. If you're big, you're just kind of in the way of things.
Yeah, like you are now.
I don't know.
How big did they get?
In Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Which is that's a wild name for that movie, because the kid got bigger. He didn't get blown up. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. He's big enough to step on houses. He's like Godzilla.
He's like Godzilla.
Yeah, that would be that would be a lot of fun.
Let me Google.
So like I'm too big to go into a basketball arena.
Yeah, what are you gonna where
eventually?
Are you gonna live? Where are you gonna live?
Wherever
jet,
I want.
Jet planes would be
how
flying.
How are you getting in anything?
Yeah,
what do I gotta get in? How big? Where are my subjects built a tank?
Where are you gonna break into a house? You're too big for
over 100 feet.
Over 100 feet.
Adam becomes over 100 feet.
I'll make
feet
the tall. You people build me a big tent.
Why are we building you a big tent?
Or I crush you.
Nah, he'd be dead. We kill him.
He thinks he's the Pharaoh.
What's
now?
That movie where the? Oh, what the hell is that movie?
King Kong, Godzilla,
the Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah,
they take you down.
They
we
took
you
down. They took him
we
down.
Yeah, I've seen that. They couldn't take him down.
We
come on,
you
they
did.
Come off spears.
We would
and
take you down and I
arrows.
Would just
they
be,
tripped them up and knocked them out. Like stop.
I'd be
he
pounding the heck
people.
Out of you.
We'd get your head down. I'd be stabbing your eye.
You two would be the first to go.
I'd go for your eye in your ear. I'd go in your ear and just pluck out stuff.
I'd go freaking stab your anal sac. I'd put like that dog's.
Is that the name of the episode?
I'm not getting near his anal sac.
That's disturbing.
He could shoot out a weapon that would destroy us.
I'll put that one on the possible. Stab your
anal sac.
All right, Eric, let's put that on the list.
You said it caused a lot of pain.
All I'm going to say is
I'm sure it would cause pain, but what if he shoots out something while you're down there?
You're a dead man.
The stuff you four have made me type into this Google Doc, I've got to be on a watch list somewhere. I don't think you get to type stab your anal sacs and not be on a watch list somewhere.
Someday they're coming to school and they're going to confiscate your computers and it'll be...
This guy's a teacher? What?
Nobody's listening anyway.
We got to talk to them.
True. Our listenership is
even our
dwindling.
English listenership went down, although our... What?
Lebanon. Lebanon's up to 2%. What's up, Lebanon?
Maybe we should...
Is 2% even a person?
It's most of a person. Rounded up to the nearest person.
Stubb and I went to the movies last night, and Claire Foy is in just about everything now.
She's on fire right now.
She was in...
Don't know who she is.
She was in pretty much every single
we
preview.
We talked about her on the show.
Well, yeah, I heard her name. That doesn't mean I know who she is.
Have you seen the previews for the astronaut movie?
No.
She's in that movie.
He's not going to watch it anyways. It's about American history. We lived it. He doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't need to.
What are they doing? They're doing Apollo 13 again?
It's Neil Armstrong. It's all about just Neil Armstrong.
Oh, so it's first, about the one that made it.
First man, is it called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First man.
Welcome to our Claire Foy fan cast.
Well, Apollo 13, they didn't make it.
Wow.
Well, they orbit the moon, but they, you know, they didn't get to land.
Spoiler alert.
What? Wow. That's what happened? What?
Huh? Oh. Well, all right then. But, what's wrong with Claire? What's her name?
Claire Foy.
I like Claire Foy.
She was in
not
every,
enough to know her name.
She was in every preview.
I want her hair longer though. I didn't like that short hair.
How is she on that mission? There was is she a ground crew?
She's the wife.
She's Neil Armstrong's wife.
You stupid!
I didn't know that show.
This isn't just his whole life story. You know,
I just want where he goes to the moon.
Well, that's a big part of the story.
Not if they got his wife in it. I don't want to know all that stuff.
Oh, my.
Hey, do we have to say what Josh and my son said about actors and actresses, too?
I think that to go along with Roach's idea, I think that actors tend to go downhill after certain points. I think at 40 years old.
Your career's over.
They're done.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I think you could look at every Academy Award winner for...
So maybe that's it. If you win an Academy Award before you're 40, you get an extra 10 years.
How many won the Academy Award after they were 40 years old.
Do you know what many people consider to be the greatest movie of all time? It's this little film called The Godfather with this guy named Marlon Brando, who was like in his 70s.
He's never seen that.
Well, did he win an Academy Award before that?
I think he did.
Yeah.
He did.
All right, then he's good. So, he gets his light.
He was okay. It's like the Masters. If you win it, then you're in it forever. Exactly. You can be in it forever then.
How?
No, but Carter, my son.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio was over 40 before he won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
He wasn't?
No, I'm just saying sorry. He died in Titanic.
His career's over.
Yeah.
So my son decided, though, that was okay for men, but for women, the age limit should be 30.
Oh, and what is
what's the superficial reason for that?
Whoa.
What's his logic on that?
Whoa.
Okay, here we go. That was a joke.
I don't like having people in the room to defend themselves.
Yeah, it was better when he wasn't.
No, it's better to just pick on him and leave.
I think what he was trying to say is their hotness starts to go after 30.
How old's Wonder Woman right now?
I'll look up Gal Gadot age, and then I actually
You knew her name.
I don't even know her name.
I don't know. 33. She's got.
Ooh, wow.
She's only got 7 years left.
She got 7 years left.
How about Demi Moore and Striptease?
No, she's 7 years left.
She's
3 years over.
She's already done.
Oh, that's crazy talk.
Hey, what about Demi Moore and Striptease? How old was she when she did that movie?
She had to be in her 40s.
Okay, it was 1996. Demi Moore.
Has anybody seen Halle Berry lately?
No.
She was
62. She would have been 37.
37.
Or no, 34.
Yep. She's so old. She's done.
I'm giving her until 40.
You are, but not character.
Demi Moore was 34, or what's her
name? Demi Moore was 34.
Wow, it's hard for me to believe she was that young. Even that.
That's 30 years ago, that movie?
What?
Striptease?
1996.
No.
So 22. Oh, you got that wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Let me Google it again. Jeez.
Yeah, it's probably 96.
It probably is.
Really?
Welcome to Google Live.
Has he ever seen a movie with Helen Mirren or Dame Judi Dench? Or
did they win an Academy Award?
Kathy Bates.
They're old. They don't count. Hey, what's 96? Kathy Bates in?
She's in that Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie.
Oh, yeah. That's right. None of those actresses would be alive in Carter's world.
No.
They're all done.
Yeah.
How about when Demi Moore came out on that movie Striptease on a stage?
It was a joke.
You remember that?
I remember that. It was good. That was a big deal when it came out.
I would like to know if Josh actually believes this or if this is...
100%.
A bit.
100%. See, the nice thing about not having any power is you can say whatever you want.
Josh says 100% he believes at 40, you're done.
Here's our Wonder Woman question.
Okay.
All right, it's a hypothetical situation. Wonder Woman is hunting you.
I'm motionless.
The hunt.
There's more here.
The hunt is over.
In fact, I turn around and start going towards her.
Wonder Woman's hunting you and would prefer to take you in as peacefully as possible. You get paid $5,000 for every 5 minutes you stall.
I'm done.
I'm in. I'm walking right back.
I'm with her.
Yep.
I don't need the money.
I'm walking back to her. $5,000?
Shelby, you're still paying for college.
Huh? What does she do upon getting caught, though?
All it says is she wants to take you in as peacefully as possible.
So. Oh, okay. So she's not hurting you.
Yeah, but maybe she would if you, like, ran what, away.
You want her to hurt you?
Well, maybe a little bit. You know, maybe she slaps you around a little bit.
Yeah, but don't you get to... what happens, though, when she's done with you? You don't get to see her anymore?
Well, you're arrested.
Yeah, I don't think many police officers stop by to visit the people that get her in prison.
I try to keep her about 20 feet behind me for as long as I can.
And you just run backwards?
Yeah, just so I... Yeah.
Yeah, so then you can look at her.
At least look. I'm marrying her anyway. She has a 15th cousin.
Oh, my. I hate all of you.
I bet she's a great person.
Well, she may be, Roach.
Hey, I had a listener question, too. And I don't know why this...
Wait, are you going off movies?
This is off movies. Right? Okay. You got a movie all right.
Yeah, I got a movie question.
Well, spit it out then.
So, I like the movie questions.
So, Stubb and I and the wives, and his daughter, who's only kind of half in the family at this point.
My baby.
Went and saw A Star Is Born yesterday.
I heard it was good.
It was all right.
It's okay.
It was all right.
See, I heard him talking about it today on some show, and they said it was good.
I'm going to say this. Lady Gaga's awesome.
That they did say that.
She's incredible. And I don't care for her music that much. I'm not into Lady Gaga, but she sang and it was amazing.
Yeah, somebody said she was hot.
No, I disagree with that.
What? I would always disagree with that.
Yeah, she's absolutely hot.
You don't
hot.
Even know who she is.
Yes,
you
do.
You think she was hot?
1,000% yes.
Oh. I don't think she's
Have
hot.
Have you guys seen her face?
Wow. Pretty superficial.
Oh, maybe thanks for listening to the last episode.
Maybe she's not big enough up top. You know, Roach likes
that's
that.
That's not what I was saying. Have you guys seen her?
Wow. I think she's...
There's a reason why she wears all that stuff.
I think she's beautiful.
It's really genius if you think of it.
She's not ugly, but she's not hot. She doesn't have that.
I think we need
Wonder
to have,
Woman hot.
Have the Hillary Swank Office episode right now because
she's not hot.
Oh, I disagree.
No, she's not.
I disagree.
I kind of with Ryan a little bit on this.
Have you seen her?
Hold on, I'm getting up a picture.
Yeah,
because nothing. Up a picture. Just to clear up this for you guys, you understand this is an audio show, right? So whenever we're looking at pictures on Google. There's not much that people can do when they're driving. In
they're
the
not
car.
Listening to us
yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
So you know what?
We're doing is entertaining ourselves.
This is about us from here on out.
We're going down.
I'm in it for the listeners.
So anyways,
we're flaming out here.
While he's trying to find pictures for these idiots to banter about, Bradley Cooper is in the movie.
I heard he can sing well.
He's 43 years old, not in the movie.
He sings.
He didn't win a rare,
He hasn't Academy won an Academy Award. No.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's wrong. I'm just saying that is not hot.
Okay.
That's not really.
I mean, she's that's clearly really she has photo. Zero makeup there.
No, this is her in A Star Is Born.
That's the best I've ever seen her.
See?
Oh, she's better without all that crap on her.
Tell them to pass it around. Let's take a good look.
But,
Roach, we got to...
I say she's not hot. She's
wow.
I say you know when she's hot? When she's singing, she's hot. Because she's
come on.
She's incredible.
I say you're idiots.
Yeah, she's a nice looking girl.
Hot is what we're talking about.
Well, you know, not Wonder Woman's league.
Okay. Well, obviously.
Okay. I'm not saying she's ugly. Like Roach was just like
yeah, you just call her ugly.
For a star.
I agree with Roach.
She's a singer.
She's ugly.
I don't think that. I think in normal people terms, she's no. Ugly. I think in celebrity terms,
there
she's,
you go.
She's on that. She's on that end of the spectrum.
Oh my!
I'm just saying. Like, listen.
Wow.
Think of a normal, good-looking person. Wow. If they're in a movie, they're the ugliest person on set.
If she was anyone's wife, you'd be like, "Yeah, she's a good-looking woman." But. For a star?
It's a whole different
metric. It's a whole different category.
A real world eight is like a star.
She's like the worst good looking big star.
I say
there
she's
is.
Not hot for sure, but Roseanne Barr is a star.
That's wonderful for all the self-esteem of the young women out there, Roach.
I think it's for men too. I think of a normal. Think of a guy.
John could go right into the films and nobody would notice I didn't belong.
Well, that's true. Men's a different standard.
But think of like a good-looking celebrity. If they were in real life, they would be over. They can't be normal people.
You're telling me that you don't see people that could be that are as good-looking as any movie star?
I think it's pretty.
Well, great. You guys haven't seen
You haven't seen stars that you go, they're not movie star looking people.
But see, that's the fact that it's a point of conversation proves that Roach and I are right.
Every time I look in the mirror,
they're not movie star hot.
Every time I look in the mirror, I wonder why I'm not.
You're
in
talking
movies.
Singer, you know.
Listen, when she's singing, she is definitely hot.
Think of another
that voice is amazing
singer that.
That's
really popular. Yeah. Like, she's not Madonna hot in her when Madonna was big.
Boy, are really superficial.
Wow.
Is she? Come on.
I think she's just hot as Madonna.
Madonna's still beating her now.
That is a wild.
Madonna's what?
Still beating her now.
Come on.
Like, there's a huge difference gap between there.
Listen, I'm saying she's not hot, but I'm not.
How about Kelly Clarkson?
She's cute.
Whoa. Get a photo up of that and compare it to Lady Gaga.
Well, you're talking now or 8 years ago?
All right. So,
how about this? Janis Joplin.
Well, see, I agree with that, but that was in the 70s when no one cared about that stuff.
They hadn't invented cameras yet.
Yeah. Anybody could be a thing then. Exactly. Back in the olden days when no one cared about that.
Wow. Well, you only had 4 pixels on the screen anyway.
So you're saying
different grade.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna Google ugliest actress.
Oh my! She's not an actress. She's a singer.
You want me ugliest?
Yeah, singer.
Now singers. See, that's the thing, though. Singers, you get some.
Oh, ugliest female singers.
But there are singers that if they were beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. To get to her level of stars.
Okay, here we go. 2014.
Lady Gaga.
The 10 ugliest female singers.
Oh, my God. So
really on the rise.
This is dumb. Number one, Miley Cyrus.
See, that's stupid.
She's not ugly. She's not ugly, but she's not beautiful.
Can I just say, though, I typed
Isn't that what we just said?
Number two, Taylor Swift.
Again, not ugly, but not hot.
She's too skinny.
Hot.
Okay.
And again.
Number three, Nicki Minaj. Who you got there?
Oh, that's Shane McGowan.
And the two girls are both better looking than Lady Gaga.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are.
They're right in there.
Lady Gaga is on this list at number 6.
The fact that she's on the list proves we're right.
I can't keep looking into this question because I typed in ugliest celebrity, and before I even finished, Google said, do you want to know about ugly celebrity kids or ugly celebrity feet? I can't.
This one has... What's her name? Raina? Whatever the hell her name is.
Rihanna?
Oh my
god. I think
Lord.
She's pretty.
I don't know who that is.
Rihanna? Well, whoever it is, she's hot. I look at her and think,
this list is terrible.
That's hot.
This list is awful.
Yeah, Lady should be, Gaga should be one.
No. Stop.
I just want to hear you three. I want to hear you three admit. That a celebrity 7 out of 10 is very different than a real world
I
celebrity
agree.
Or 7 out of 10.
I went to a new list. It's
you
got
can't
Beyonce
use the same.
That's right. If she was one of people we know, you'd be like, she's a 7. She's a good-looking woman.
Beyonce's on the ugliest singer list. Who wrote this?
That's
You know
nuts.
What? I feel bad for her if she wants some company. I will volunteer.
All right, so anyways, back to my question.
I would volunteer for any one of those on that list.
Now that we've
after my wife, of course.
Now that we've pissed off literally
a lot of you with an old temper.
We haven't pissed off anybody because nobody's listening.
So anyway, Bradley Cooper's in the movie. He's singing.
Is he hot?
Oh, definitely hot.
Well, the girls. Renee, is he hot?
Renee and Shelby are... Guests of the studio today, is Bradley Cooper hot?
Yes.
Renee. Yes.
We got two yeses.
She's not talking, but she's saying yes.
So what about, who cares about Bradley Cooper? Didn't we talk about this idiot before?
Can I finish?
We'll finish already. We'll finish. That's the problem. It takes an hour.
It's a 50-minute show. Yet?
Let's take a break and come back.
I keep getting interrupted by you idiots.
Actually, hey, can we go to... Sorry, Ryan, we got to take a break. That's poop right there.
Anyways, Bradley Cooper, he was good in the movie, not great.
I heard he was good. He sung good.
He's good, but he's not great.
Hey, Ryan, do you have a question? You've been telling us that you wanted to talk for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we came back. Here we are. Ready. Let's go.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
That's the whole time he keeps...
Here we go.
He always tells us he has a question.
Now we got to bag him for it.
We try and give him time for it. And then we're sitting here. We got 20 minutes of dead air there. So, and he's just looking at the mic, not even talking.
So Stubba and I got into this conversation about...
Actually, we're out of time. Hold on. I got to call.
About why is it that... When you have it, you have it. You have everything.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't know why I have it.
Bradley Cooper's got everything.
Look up Bradley Cooper. Did he ever play professional baseball somewhere or something? It's probably like a star athlete in his school.
It's just genetics, man.
Well,
genetics
just blows. And second of all,
it's just the lottery.
It is.
Why is it that some people, get nothing,
and then
other people have everything?
You're yelling at me for being superficial. You don't know Bradley Cooper. He could be the worst person you ever met in your life.
He's got the best. He's got good looks.
Right, you don't know.
Tons of money.
Yeah, but he's got...
Plays guitar,
I'd
sings,
rather be a good person than some idiot.
Well, you better strive a little harder, then.
Hey, I am a good person. I guess, so this brings me to a question that I have over here. Would you rather have it all or know it all?
Yes. I'd rather have it all.
Yeah. Yep.
What does have it all mean?
What, Bradley Cooper?
Well, I already know it all, so I'm going to go with have it all.
You're athletic. You can act.
Check.
You can act. And you can sing. No.
Check. Good
we
looking.
Already know.
Check.
You did.
I got
your,
it.
We did the episode you where you sang.
I would go wrong with all the other things.
We did the episode where you proved you couldn't sing.
I'd much rather.
Two little seventh grade... Girls proved it.
Have we gotten anything from them yet? We're still hoping to hear from them.
No, we don't have the other side of that.
I know exactly who they are, and one of them still lives around here.
Oh, please give me the name so I can...
I guarantee they don't even remember it.
Or they pay Wayne Lambert.
I only remember because I was so embarrassed.
Every time they have a class reunion, they're like, remember what Josh...
Well, that could be, but...
I'd much rather have it all because knowledge is not valued in our world.
Well, I'd be a lot better off.
I'd much rather be attractive and talented. And
I still want to know if Bradley Cooper played professional sports.
No, there's nothing in his Wikipedia.
Come on.
I don't know.
Is there anything about him being a big jerk? Because he seems like a nice guy.
Hold on. I just want to make sure I understand what you want me to do. You want me to go to Google and type in Bradley Cooper, big jerk.
Yes. See what comes up.
Is Bradley Cooper for real?
You don't know, though, what's going on in somebody's head, though.
Well, yeah. Just because he puts on that's what's out there. You don't know any of these people. That's what always kills me.
Well, I know right now that in my own head, I'm about as messed up as it gets. So... If I was good looking and had money, I'd be better off than where I'm at now.
How about this? How about this headline from Lakefront Row? Your number three film source in Madison, Wisconsin. Behind Blue Eyes, Bradley Cooper's rise from bland jerk to leading man.
Ooh!
Ouch!
Oh!
Not only a jerk, but a bland jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're gonna be a jerk, you might as well be bland.
Are they talking about in real life or talking about his early characters?
Give us some more details.
I don't know. I closed it out. I have a goldfish-like attention span.
Does anybody in this room have any talent whatsoever?
I don't.
Not podcasting.
Does anybody have a single ounce of talent to do anything?
There's a lot of things I'm good at. There's nothing I'm great at.
I Googled if Bradley Cooper an athlete, and I got Bradley Thomas Cooper,
is a retired male discus thrower and shot putter
from the Bahamas. He did good.
He might be the worst person at Google.
Why?
Just terrible.
What?
Just
terrible. That's what came up.
All right, I got a question for you.
So, do you have any talents, Josh?
I mean, I have so many talents, and they're just not. None of them are utilized on this show.
I got nothing.
Microphones.
I got mics. No talent whatsoever. Yeah,
no, I got nothing. I can't.
I always wished I could sing or dance. Can't do either.
I didn't care about dancing or singing. I wanted to play the guitar, and I can't do that.
I wanted to be able to draw, and I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't draw either.
I never had any exasperations. Yes.
You don't have that artistic ability. We don't have it.
No.
You know what? Whose fault this is? Our parents.
Gene pool.
Yeah.
You're passing
that along, buddy.
I know.
It's obvious. I did.
Sorry, guys.
We came through the shallowest of the shallow gene pools.
Yeah, I know.
You guys came. I mean, it's almost like a bucket that got left out in a light rain.
A bucket?
The bottom's damp. It's not. There's no standing water.
This is more like a droplet than a bucket.
All right, here's a question for you. What dangerous animal would you most want as a pet, assuming you can't simply lock it up? It has to live in the house with you.
Well, see, the question says what? I don't have to have it, so I'm going to say none.
Can I have the question again? It has to live in the house with you.
You have to have a pet that's dangerous, and it has to live free in your house. What would it be? That's a tough one.
How dangerous? Can I have a bee?
Deadly. Deadly. It's deadly dangerous.
See, that's the thing, right? Because you go for a little pet.
I don't know if I want the little one.
Yeah, then it's not always there. It's not as scary, but it'll sneak up on you.
If you had like a tiger or a lion in the house, could you kind of like trick it into what room you were in or something?
Yeah, that worked out.
Their nose, their hearing, none of those work.
Wait, hold on. Are you planning on doing like a Home Alone? You just play a recorder and
I'm trying to trick the thing. I don't know.
Even if it fell for that a dozen times.
What's all the bright ideas you guys have here?
I got one.
All right, let's hear it.
I've got the perfect one, a deadly animal.
Oh, boy.
A shark.
I don't think that's in the spirit of the question.
The question was asked. I answered it.
Uh-huh. Mr. Loophole over
We'll here. Stick it in the living room. I'll just walk way around it.
Okay, I would go with a snake.
Put it in the... A snake?
Yeah.
That might be the worst crazy. Answer.
Well, you go with like a boa constrictor. They're slow. They got to get around you.
They're not as slow.
They're not as slow. You can shut
your way door faster not than
are you sleeping ever?
Well, you think you're going to outrun it, sciatica?
I could outrun a boa constrictor.
No, you could not outrun it. That thing would crush you like a doll.
No way.
Wouldn't it be funny seeing it try to crush him?
Well, I would love it. I'd like to be there right before his eyes pop out.
He thinks he's going to be... Remember that guy that tried to get swallowed by the snake?
Yeah. He's going to... Yeah, remember that? Do you remember that?
Do you think... Hold on.
You guys are safe from that one.
Do you think a python looks at him and says, "Ain't no way"?
I can snap my head in half.
Maybe that
shark boy.
That one works. Maybe that's the plan.
I'm telling you,
shark works. The snake just says, "Hell no, I'm done.
It's not going to be able to wrap around
I can't do this.
Tail again.
I can't wrap around him. I can't swallow him. I guess we're just buddies.
I've killed buffalo and I can't take the snake down."
No, I think the shark can't count.
No,
why?
I agree.
Because it can't live in your house.
Only if you have...
Where is that in the question?
You're going to have to modify your house.
Dump water on its gills every once in a while.
It can live in your house if you have 4 feet of water all the time.
No, it can't live. That one doesn't count. Pick another one there, genius. Bullcrap.
4 foot of water. You see the fin? You can just do whatever.
Could it be like a rhinoceros or something?
Yeah, they won't hurt you in your house.
Yeah, but you.
There's not a lot of room in your house. Speed, you know.
Do you think it needs speed to knock you on your ass?
I mean, I think it's a rhino. You know, you think of it charging,
right?
I think if it's not charging,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it only weighs like 1,000 pounds.
Your house is all around where the rhino is. All
right, I got a new one.
Oh boy,
I'm gonna go with a tarantula.
A tarantula.
Yeah,
no.
It's big enough. You see it.
Yeah, but now when you go to bed, what are you
doing? I'll put that screen stuff over my bed.
That's trapping yourself in. You can't do that.
No, it did say it said the animal can't be trapped in.
Yeah.
I guess so if you want to trap Roachy. Yourself in.
Well, if that's the case, you could go with all kinds. I trap myself in my bedroom with this refrigerator.
What? Oh, you're never getting out?
That sounds good. I got TV, got a refrigerator. I open the window, haul up some food.
No, nobody's. Who's giving you that food?
Roach saw that movie.
Nobody's bringing food.
Roach saw that movie Jumanji and just said, hey, if we shut a couple doors here, we're in business.
Actually, he doesn't have a bad plan. Amazon will deliver anything now.
That's right. I just get the guy pulls in, take out his jaw. Hey! They're lowering down my bucket, put the wings in, right back up.
Watch out for the rhinos.
That's not I don't bad. Know about the tarantula.
Why? I can see that thing is big.
Yeah, but I'd worry when you pop a hole in your little netting and now you wake up and it's right on your
face. Pop a hole in my netting? How am I going to do that?
Who knows? You know, wait, you woke up the other night and you couldn't try to kill your intruder that was here.
I should have.
Well, yeah, but you didn't. You missed it.
What intruder?
He had an intruder last night, and he went right for his gun.
Saturday night.
Every time we have an issue.
All right, I won't do it this time.
Well, now I hit record, so I just outed myself.
So we're on?
Having an issue. Yes, we're on. We had an
Jesus,
issue.
We suck.
We do suck. No wonder nobody listens.
Nobody's listening.
It's Saturday night, and as usual, every freaking weekend, there's somebody at our house, and Brandy was here. Everybody else left. So I went to bed at like 11-ish. Because we had the stuff to fire all the next day. And I was out. Next thing I know, at like 11:40, Brahma gets up, Jeff, what's that? I you know, how you wake up and you're going, what? Right?
Bang, bang, bang.
And then I hear something pounding on the side of the house. I'm going, what? Jeff, what is that? What is that? She kept pounding on the on the side of the house. So now I'm trying to get the 45 out. Because I don't know what's going on out there.
He's reaching for the gun already.
I don't
Somebody's
know.
Somebody's dying in
it
this
didn't matter.
House.
I couldn't get it out. I hit the wrong number.
Somebody's breaking into his room and he said, hold on one second.
Hold Wait. Don't break in yet. Just a minute.
I got to get this code in.
I got Alzheimer's.
But anyway.
Senile. And
then Brahma says, oh, it's Brandy. Well, Brandy left her keys in the house. Brahma locked the door and went to bed. And she is going berserk out there because she said, I was out there 15 minutes. We can't hear at that end of the house.
No. Anything. She didn't have her phone?
No, you know what she was throwing at the house? Hollis's outdoor toys.
So balls.
Up to the
and
second
stuff.
Floor window.
I wish you would have broke the window.
Hit the wall.
She hit the window. And
when I first heard the first couple, I thought, what the frick is that? Now, here's what I can't figure out. Bronwyn knows that she just left.
Right.
Don't you think that like,
this is what this is what's confused me, because she just left the house.
Yeah.
How does Bronwyn not know, oh, that's got to be my sister who just left?
Yeah, that's what I said.
But... Brian said it right, too. Last night, he said, these two are the worst combination of people living together. Because you got Bronwyn, who's overly, like, excited.
Very
like,
jumpy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then Jeff with his gun sitting by the side of the bed. So somebody's dying at this house. I'm telling my kids right now, kids, never come into
Don't
this
come
house.
In Uncle Jeff's bedroom.
Okay. You got to show up with a bullhorn.
If I can get that code... You're done.
And can I just tell you, too, if the door is unlocked and you walk in and you don't see anybody, just walk out. Don't stick around.
Hey, we're old, but we're not that old.
You don't want to know what's going
You're
on.
You're
going
to get physically hurt
just
or
leave.
Just psychologically hurt.
Just
one of the two.
Just leave.
There's going to be some scarring.
Get the heck out. Man.
I have a question. Why didn't she just use pebbles on the glass?
Well, I don't know what she was doing out there, Roach. All I know is I had Hollis toys thrown at the house.
The millennials don't know that, but you guys have had someone come to your, when you were a kid, come to your house in the middle of the night and throw pebbles at your window.
No, never happened.
Really?
Never happened.
Just me?
No.
Because at their house, people knew there's a guy in there with a gun.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
Our,
And got the buddy downstairs.
Our dad was a sheriff, so I think if
our girl people might have been the Tampa window.
Oh wait, oh, how many girls did you have?
That went a little too far. Yeah, okay.
Now we're gonna go through.
Like now you can just text somebody.
Roach had girls.
Well, that's call. Wait,
hold on. I googled it here, and I found it's Roach's diary. And then Wonder Woman showed up. Josh pebbles at my window.
Josh, can you now read for us the entire plot of Say Anything?
I said the problem. Why didn't she just call one of our phones? Well, she forgot her phone. She didn't bring it.
Right.
She didn't bring it with her?
Yeah. She's only got 3 kids, you know, probably nothing to worry about.
How do you go anywhere without your phone now?
You tell me.
I can tell you my wife does all the time.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I had a dollar for every time that either my wife or my mother-in-law said, "Where's my phone?" in a day, I would quit my job right now.
I hear that every day, in my life. Million
That's
times.
Megan, too. You know what it is?
Megan, my wife, and
they throw it in their purses. And then they put their purse down or whatever, and they're like, "Where's my phone?"
My wife was mowing the lawn, and it bounced out of her pocket out by the road, which is like 100 yards from the house. I was just out in the grass. She couldn't find it for days. And then we tried to find my iPhone thing. But if it's dead, you can't find it. So it was out there for almost a week. And finally, I was like, "I don't know what you want to do. Like, we're going to have to go buy a new phone."
Right.
And she said, "Well, last time I remember having it, I had it on the lawnmower." So she started walking circles around our front yard like she does on the lawnmower. Found it out in the corner of our yard.
And it was
like
good?
4 hours later, it rained for the first time that week.
I wish that our audience could see what Josh and his wife consider to be iPhones, too. I wish that they could just see. They're the oldest.
They're the prototype.
They're iPhone zeros. Steve Jobs.
When I click on the internet button, it sends an alert to somebody on a computer. He just texts me the answer back.
He clicks on the internet and he gets that dial tone.
Steve Jobs was still in high school when this iPhone was invented.
That was the height of 1999 technology.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Hey, are we almost done with this?
I got one question. This is a listener question.
Carter had a question.
Yeah, it's from Carter. Yeah.
Okay.
Listener Carter.
We don't know which one.
Well,
if it's a stupid question, we're going to put two and two together.
All right. Question is, what's a movie that most people say is great that you just can't seem to like?
I got one. I do have one.
There's a couple I can
so
go
So universally accepted.
I have one too, but I'm going to I'll have to talk a little bit about it too because it changed.
That's what we do here.
It's not like etched in stone, man.
Oh, boy.
I have one that's kind of etched in stone.
What is it?
And I don't know if most people like it. I think most people like it.
Let's hear how stupid you are.
Caddyshack.
Oh, I like Caddyshack.
Never was a fan of that movie.
I like Caddyshack. I don't think it was as great. I don't like comedies that much.
Well, there
you go. I don't think that's universally considered great or anything.
I think it's pretty much considered great.
Anybody about comedies, Caddyshack's always brought up.
Yeah,
I think that's a pretty good one.
I think that there are a ton from that era that are much better.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, gosh.
What's Rotten Tomatoes give it? Let's see.
I hate this show. This is a stupid podcast. We're going to do it. I decided. What was yours? Today.
Mine? Titanic.
Oh, that's dumb.
I don't know.
Okay, first of all, I wanted him to live, not her, because she's just a spoiled rich girl.
Yeah, but she was.
At the end of the movie, she's just a liar. She had that diamond, throws in the ocean. Don't you just want to punch her?
She was hot.
She was hot, though.
Yeah. Caddyshack, 74% fresh.
It's Titanic. Everybody thought it was a great movie.
74% fresh.
What's Titanic, about 98?
I like Titanic. It's a good movie.
I
didn't love it, but I liked it.
I liked it.
Titanic, awful. No score yet. Oh, no, that's a different one. 89%. It was 1996 Titanic. Did you know they made another Titanic movie
a year before Titanic? They made a lot of movies called Titanic.
But a year before the real one? Can you imagine being poor Catherine Zeta-Jones?
You mean the popular one?
You know what movie came out the same year as Titanic that's better, though?
What?
Every movie made?
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, well, that's a great movie.
That's way better.
That's a great movie. My movie was Inglourious Basterds.
I don't think everybody thinks that's great, though.
There's some funny parts in that when he brings out the bear and stuff.
You know what, though?
The bear.
So I watched again. My son made. We went on a Quentin Tarantino spell where we were watching all
I'm not a fan. Just saying it right now.
I am.
Of him?
Yep.
I'm a fan.
He's not really a fan.
I think he's great.
Liked some of the movies, don't love them.
Oh, I like most of his films.
Almost every one of them is great. But I watched it again, and then I was like, yeah, it is.
I mean, Brad
good,
Pitt saves that movie, that character.
That movie was it's pretty good.
He's great. Christoph Waltz is great.
What Tarantino movie don't you like?
Well, one, I don't know a lot of I like them all.
Pulp Fiction is one of my favorite movies of all
I like
time.
Them all.
I just don't love them. Great movie.
The Reservoir Dogs?
No, Dust of Dawn.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that he's in. He wrote it.
I've never seen a movie like that, and I don't know that I've ever seen a movie like it.
He also wrote that one with Christian
Slater, True Romance, which
is great. I like that movie a lot, too. There's not much he's done that isn't great.
He sucks.
Oh, he's good.
I'll tell you what mine is right now.
What's yours?
Blair Witch Project.
Hated it. No. I kind of like that one.
That was pretty good.
Oh, even Mr. I Hate Horror over here.
Yeah, you know what? You know what was good about that?
Pretty good.
The way they did it was different.
You felt like it could be real.
It was pretty good.
It gave you a little bit of reality.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree.
I like that movie. It was good.
I don't think it's one you can watch a lot.
No, I've never watched it again.
Yeah, I liked it.
The most...
What do you got?
The most overrated, overhyped...
This is
universally
critic,
beloved, flaming piece of garbage.
I hope it's something with 100% fresh.
Me too.
Oh, I hope it's something I like.
Please,
I can't wait to bust on him. Right,
my fingers are right on the keyboard. Give it to us.
Forrest Gump.
You're an idiot. Love the movie.
Forrest Gump is.
You know what? This is
horrible.
The popular trend though with the critics today. They dump on that movie, but that movie was a great movie.
That's a great.
The entire movie, they're picking on someone who has multiple disabilities.
And they are, but he perseveres, and that's the point of the film.
Yeah, and what's he get at the end? The girl who's slept around the entire country.
Hey, she's got some issues.
You can't. Love is love.
She had a bad daddy.
Oh,
she has some issues.
Love is love, though, Roach.
Yeah,
that's right.
No, the moral of the story is,
Jenny?
I guess I'll settle for you, Forrest, now that I've had my fun.
But you don't understand that to Forrest, it didn't matter. Right. He loved her.
Yeah. Right. Jenny had some issues.
Oh, my.
It was a good movie.
Kind of like I Love You, Roach.
Get off.
Have you seen it, Carter? Have you seen Forrest?
Did you like it? How do you not like that? The Vietnam part?
Oh. He says it doesn't age very well.
Well, it probably doesn't. And that's but you gotta try to judge movies in their time.
Yes. And that was a good movie.
And you know what came out the same year as Forrest Gump?
Oh, here we go.
Pulp Fiction.
That's a great movie.
They're totally different movies.
And which one 50 years from now will be remembered as a much better piece of cinema?
Which one made more money?
Close.
Forrest Gump made way more money. But that was a more...
Pulp Fiction was really good.
I'm not saying it's not,
but I'm just saying you can say what you want, but Forrest Gump made more sales.
Certainly, but it was made for a much wider audience, too.
So, Pulp Fiction grossed $107 million.
The Lion King came out that year, too?
Forrest Gump grossed
$657
million.
1994 is like the most famous year of movies.
I mean, that's not even
the... Lion King wasn't the same year as Forrest Gump.
Did a lot better.
That was in 94.
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Yeah, look up 1994.
I hate this. Googling. 1994, The Lion King, Disney.
Look up 1994.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that wasn't the same year as Forrest Gump.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
what year was Forrest Gump? 1994.
It was?
Yep.
They were all...
Read a book.
You don't even know what year of the movie you
had. How did Lion King not beat out Forrest Gump for the best picture then?
Because it was the animation?
I don't think any... Only... Didn't... Has any animation?
Oh, actually, here we go. This was a pretty good year. The Mask came out that year. Jim Carrey.
Didn't care for The Mask.
No, I'm just kidding. The good ones, though. You got Shawshank.
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, the Dumb.
There's another one that people love.
I don't like that movie. Don't like that movie.
It's all right.
The Santa Claus.
Ooh, I like the Santa Claus.
Play Show, Interview with
you're
a
Christmas
Vampire, Speed.
Speed was big, too.
Angels in the Outfield.
I challenge anybody, all of our listeners, you give me an argument in which Forrest Gump is somehow better than either Pulp Fiction or Shawshank Redemption or The Lion King. Can't do it.
I'm not saying it's better Can't now. Do it. It doesn't age as well, but that movie was really good at the time.
It was a good movie.
I've seen that. I'll say it's garbage. I can't even put. I don't think it's better than Shawshank. In fact, I think Shawshank's better than Pulp Fiction.
Not even close. Yeah. Pulp Fiction is amazing.
Shawshank's garbage. Yeah.
Shawshank is a great movie. It's not. You better watch it again.
It's better. It's
no
better
way. Than Pulp Fiction. Not even close.
Shut up, Broach. Is that it? Let's go.
Are we done? Yep, I've had enough of this.
We've actually been off for 10 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube. The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.